And on 5th December, Baba has said a very nice thing. What will he call this year and how will we spend it? And Baba had said this is a year of love. And this time when the brothers were asking Baba, Baba, what will we call this year? So then I was thinking that let's see, will Baba give the same reply or will he give a different reply? And Baba always has new things. So Baba said a very nice thing. Baba said, this year is a year to become complete, to do elevated tasks, a year to whatever is all the souls that are left to awaken them. So, she's talking to someone. When Baba gave this title to us for this year, then Baba gave a lot of love. You all have saw it, you attained it. We were sitting far away and looking at it, but we were also taking from Baba. However, in that so Baba has also told us that in which things, on what points do we have to really pay attention to. And the main thing Baba said is to we have to pass, and he gave both the definitions of pass. But then when Baba said a very interesting thing, that when you experience victory, then with that victory the self-confidence increases, and also there is, you feel confident in the family too. And these two things, even in Satyug, they will come of use to us. So I was thinking that usually it is said that, you know, the faith, intellect with faith has victory, and this is right. However, when we experience victory, then our faith increases. So with faith there is victory, but with victory our faith becomes even stronger. So Baba was pulling attention to this fact also, how we keep faith and increase our victory. And then I remember that something came to my mind, that there was a question once. Faith and victory, what's the difference between the two? So then there was a definition from this, that when we use the word victory, this is our something of our own purusharth, what purusharth we are doing internally. And then that at every step we are attaining victory. We have some kind of a habit, or some things we have to let go, some things we have to pay attention to, we have some shortcomings, weaknesses. So as much as we pay attention on those things, then because of that attention, Baba's help is received, so then we attain victory. And also we also, our self increase, confidence increases, like Baba said. We increase our faith in ourselves, and also we could have more faith in others. And then we can also see their victory. So Baba said that keep the victory in front and increase that. And then of course then the thing about success is that we say success to this word, but that is a thing of outside service maybe. To bring success, that happens with Baba's, you know, we become an instrument and do the task, and Baba gives us help, then we easily get that success in that service. From this Murli, what Baba gave a new Murli, Baba, the main thing is talked about, I like this talk, point about victory and also become complete. And when we talk about Satyug, then in those things, there are these two things mainly that come about the self and the family. We do not think of other things, or how will our building be, or how will the garden be. That Baba has told us that in a very beautiful way. But when it comes to Purusharth, then is with your purushart, your self-confidence should increase, and as much as we have faith in ourselves, then that much we will be able to have faith in others too. Nowadays, there's a topic of trust. There's a lot of topic of trust. Who shall we trust? Because all the leaders, you can see from their behavior and what their activities that we can trust them or not. So that's one thing about the leaders. But the other thing is that even the people of our family, how can we have trust in them? Because sometimes we see some behavior that we don't like, but even in spite of that, we should have trust in them, so that we can give them cooperation from our side, so that they get some kind of help from us, so that their life also, there's some kind of a transformation that can be visible. So victory and this faith and trust. She's using two words, faith and trust. She's using, but we have to pay attention very well to these things. For this year, Baba has given us a very good homework. But there's also one more thing, important thing that to pay attention to is that Baba said, when you have courage, and then also having the zeal. So we hear a lot of, you must have heard a lot of stories of Brahma Baba, and you will also listen more about them when the January month is continuing. However, we know that in front of Baba, there was only one Shri Baba. There was nobody else who was his companion, or there was nobody to guide him or help him. Everyone else was children. So how much Brahma Baba kept his courage? And majority will say, well, we didn't see Sakar Baba, and we have seen Avyak Baba, but we haven't seen Sakar Baba. So in our front now, I remember the stories of all the dadis. Most of you who are sitting here, you must have seen Dadi Prakashmani. And if you haven't seen Dadi Prakashmani, then you, of course, you must have seen Dadi Janki, and Dadi Gulzar also you're seeing. Now think, how much it's a question of courage. Dadi Prakashmani, when Baba became aware, that moment, with how much courage Baba had put so much responsibility on her to take care of the yajna, to make it run. So how much courage do you need for that? But not only just courage, along with that, so much enthusiasm also, so much zeal. We never saw her zeal becoming less. She always had that zeal. She was always flying in that. We see so many photos you must have also seen. In all of the photos, her face is smiling, it's like a blooming, and so much zeal in it. So Dadiji's example is there in front of many. Dadi Janki's example is there. And all those stories you have also heard, how in foreign countries to go alone, go here and there, and to give for giving Baba's message, and not to have any other thought about sleeping or eating. But just she started, and then she kept on continuing to do service of the world. So that courage, Dadi Gulzar's courage to be able to do things. So, you know, when we are a little bit loose or slack, and we say, oh, how to meet even the 8 students or 10 students? And you can see Dadiji, it's so delicate, her health. In spite of that, Dadiji's courage is there. And everyone's request is that we want to meet Baba. And Baba also has that bhavna that I would like to meet the children. So Dadi Gulzar gets ready, and with keeping a lot of courage, she comes on stage. And so I told you the stories of three dadis, but all the dadis' stories, if you see at them, how much courage they had. So now in front of us, if anything comes, so do we have that courage to be able to understand that what's coming and to make it, to go further, or to bring a change in that, the courage to bring a change, so to change it also, even that, you need courage. But what I want to say is that Baba is mainly was telling us that if there's a fast speed you want to move forward, then do not make your courage less. Do not decrease it. And when we remember this, that who is with us? We are not alone. Baba is with us. Baba is the Almighty Authority. So then, with that courage, we definitely move forward. And along with that, not that we need just courage, but we need even that kind of zeal, enthusiasm. So when we remember Baba, then we always see that Baba is, he used to keep dancing in all the photos you see. You never see a very sad or, forget sad, but even not like a serious, but always a cheerful face. When Baba used to sit in yoga, then always there was an experience of going beyond the sense organs, the happiness. So he was sitting in embodiment of bliss. So that serious form, which is very dry, there's no love. We've never seen Baba like that. So not only Baba, but all the Dadis and all of us children too. When we're sitting Madhuban, whichever complex we're sitting in, but while sitting in Madhuban, when we see our own transformation, how Baba, what has he made us from, what to what? And at that time, in our mind, we really feel that yes, the amount of love that Baba has, he's taught us so many things with love. So that love we imbibe, and with that same zeal we want to make it reach others. And when we listen to this, when we think of these two things and keep a balance, then what happens is, then of course we get courage from Baba, and then along with that we also increase our zeal, and then what happens is that we can cross everything very easily. And this, you know, there's a conflict of sanskar sometimes in service, there are things that go up and down, something's always happening, but it doesn't affect us at all, because we have two wings, and with these two wings we keep flying. And many times this comes to my mind, one bird flies, and then seeing that bird, all those who are down below, they also start flying. So this year is the year to fly. We have these wings of courage, of zeal, enthusiasm, so that we always have these wings so that we fly. And then when everyone sees us, and they also get that inspiration to move forward. So mainly for this year, I have this thought. And now this Avyakt month is continuing. This also according to drama, it's a very good thing that Christmas, New Year, we have a lot of celebrations. And then then comes the time for silence. Our Avyakt month, a month for dear Baba. And what can we pay attention especially to in this month? So there's a very, very nice things that are coming for the whole world. Follow Father. So I think that in Madhuban too, you must have got those points, you must have read those points. But just think, in practical life of Brahma Baba, he has a great example of a yogi life in which we see that Baba so easily, how in 33 years by his own Purusharth, he attained the Karmatik stage. I think that there are many kinds of children who are sitting here who are probably 30 years in Gyan or 35 years in Gyan. There's some Baba's new children. However, those who are 30 or 35 years in Gyan, I would like them to think that in 33 years, Baba made himself Karmatik. And we, so I'm also putting myself in that list. We are still continuing with our Purusharth to continue forward. We're trying. We are, of course, progressing. But Baba always keeps giving us signals that he needs a fast speed. But Baba's drishti, Baba's attitude, his vritti, Baba's actions, his kriti, seeing all these things, and at every step, let us think that what did Baba say? What did Baba speak? And how did he do this task? How did Baba behave with everyone? How did he maintain relationships? If we keep these things, the whole day we have this in my mind, in our mind, it's not a question of comparing with a human being. But Brahma Baba is like a mirror in front of us. So So to keep him in front, and we keep continuing to see him, then in this month, Adyakt month, we will then there is possible that we can move really, really forward and progress. So which intoxication did Brahma Baba always feel? That I am Raj Rishi. And how he looked at everyone? As brotherhood. He always has a bhai bhai drishti. And how, what kind of attitude did he have? Always shubh bhavna, shubh kamna, good wishes, pure feelings. So I told you a few things, but I think that now every day we're getting this sustenance program, you're getting points and you will continue getting them. So please keep reading them, experiment with them, and you will have very good experiences, because we, for everything we need a practical proof. And these days in this world, no one wants to do anything with blind faith. They will not believe anything with blind faith. So when we say today that we have yoga with Shri Baba, we know God, we have found God, then the proof. So today in the Sakar Murli, Baba was saying that through your actions, through your behavior, you will come to know, others will come to know, yes, this is a yogi or something else. So everyone else should be able to see that. So Brahma Baba did it and showed us. So for this it became an easy path, how we can do and move forward. So also in that I feel that mainly there is one thing that Baba, one point that Baba deeply said. Before Shri Baba even entered him, he realized something, and that was, who am I? That's all. Internally, peeping inside all the time, and paying attention to my journey, to my pilgrimage. And there was last week's murli about looking at others and thinking about others. That was a very interesting murli also. But in this month, if we just one thing, if we practice the internal journey, whatever is inside me, I make it very clean, and nothing else remains inside. Things of the past also finish, future no worry. But inside, so much cleanliness that the soul, that the real diamond, the soul starts shining. And seeing that shine, that sparkle, others also get attracted, get pulled and come close to Baba. So this in this month, I feel that this internal, this going inside, to become introverted, going inside, and on that basis, make my stage constant, ekras. And according to that, we all will definitely will become, have, will be concentrated, will have yoga of the intellect with one, and then the unity that we have, it will be shown in a very beautiful way. Because we always think of how to have unity. So the word is ekta, which is ek, everything one, one, one. That means remembering only one, one. Constant stage ek ras. And on that basis, with each other, when we come into relationship, then it becomes easy to have unity, ekta. So internally, seeing ourselves, if we keep busy in that, then whatever the scenes are outside, we do not put our finger to that. We do not raise the finger. Just ek, ek, ek. One, 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 one. And so unity, ekta. So Baba says, one dharma, one kingdom. He's come to establish that. So when it is seen here, at every place, wherever Baba's children are there from different parts of the world, at your centers, at your retreat centers, so that vibration of unity, ekta, when that is there, then people will say, yes, of course, Steph, this is a wonder. Of course, in Madhuban, everyone surrendered on one, on the one, and everyone sacrificing on the one. Of course, in Madhuban is there, but all of us in our own places, when we keep this in attention, then there will be a beautiful scene. And in the confluence age, the practical proof, Baba's task, so that can be seen through our unity, ekta. Because outside, when even one person's mind is in upheaval, So morning there is a thought, evening, afternoon another thought, evening another third thought. So then there will not be that concentration, ekagrata, oneness. So when I am not concentrated on myself, how can I be one with the other person? It's not possible. However, if individually, each and every person makes their own effort, their own purushart, that how I have to make my mind and intellect concentrated in the remembrance of one, then whatever we have relationships among each other, there will be a very beautiful way that we will be tied in one thread and we will reveal the one Baba. So this year the signal is to become complete, but the signal of this month is Bap Saman, to become equal to the Father, to keep Baba in front of my eyes. And whatever practice Baba did, Baba didn't keep that a secret. If you ask others, how did you get so much success? They will not tell you their secret. Just maybe a little bit off the surface, but they will not tell you the secrets. But here, the wonder is that Baba, he didn't keep anything as a secret. Whatever Purusharth Baba did, Baba, in Sakar Murli, he has made us, told us about it, and also even until now in the Avyakt Murli, he tells us about it. That how Baba became Karmatid, and how Baba, all the souls of the world, how did he bring them closer to God? So whatever service is left until now, and whatever Purusharth is still there to be done, then just by paying attention to one thing, both the things will become complete. The internal journey, going inside, peeping inside. So for 2 minutes, let's practice that. Okay? Do you have to say anything else, Didi?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So for 2 minutes, we will practice on this point. That's all. Internally, I am a soul. Go deep inside. I quieten my thoughts. I am going on an internal journey deeper and deeper inside, so that my original samskars, very clean, pure, elevated, those sattva pradhan samskars, I emerge those sanskars. Baba is in front of me. Bap Dada is in my eyes. Taking drishti from Baba. As I concentrate my eyes on Baba's forehead. Not only Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba is with him too. Both of them, I have received a double engine to take us across. Shiv Baba, the form of light, he is the one who is a benefactor, Kalyankari, benevolent father. He is making us pure and taking us to that stage. I am concentrated in that stage in which the soul is very quiet, very pure, clean, true, very pure embodiment of love. I experience that myself and I, together with Baba, I spread those vibrations in the world. To all of you, a lot of thanks. We will meet you soon in Madhuban. Om Shanti. Everyone is clapping. Good.
Om Shanti Neera Ben.
Om Shanti Neera Ben. Thank you, Didi.